Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are learning Masechta Bava Basra, second parak, parak beis, Mishnah Tes, the ninth Mishnah. The second parak has been dealing with the distances that one must keep to separate between their unique items and their neighboring adjacent properties, so that they should not have to be liable for any damages that these unique items would cause. The ninth Mishnah is teaching us Marchika Asa Nevelos Vesa Kvaros Vesa Borsiki Minair Chamishim Ama, that a person has to keep an animal carcass or a grave or a tannery 50 amos away from the town. We've seen this 50 amos before in the past. It's the shear that one pretty much makes a complete separation, and the reason these three things, carcasses, graves, and a tannery, is that they all produce foul odors, and the foul odor could potentially damage both crops or cause people to be upset, and therefore they would have to keep it away 50 amos from the town. Ein osin borsiki el mizrachir. Once we discuss that you have to keep a tannery 50 amos away, we're going to teach another halacha with regards to the tannery. And the only place you could put it is on the east side of a town. The reason being that the Mishnah here was put together and dealt with people living in the Mideast in Babylon or in Israel. And when it came to pressing halacha, so here people would have to be worried about the winds carrying the foul odors into the town, and they could put it on the east because an east wind is gentle and it wouldn't carry the odor into the town. Some say that because in the Mideast there is no real east wind, and Rashi teaches us that the only time you get an east wind is when divine retribution is decreed upon the area, and therefore, for all these reasons, you can keep a tannery on the east side of town because it's not going to cause problems. Or Rekiva comes and says, Rekiva Omer, Chorachu Osa Chutz Marava, Marchikim Chamishim Amah, that you have to keep it 50 amos away, but you could put it either on the east, north, south, any direction except for the west. Again, 50 amos is sufficient enough space so that the odor isn't carried by the wind. And the reason you can't put it on the west, interestingly enough, if you think about geographically where Babylon is, Babylon's to the east of Jerusalem, to the east of Yerushalayim, and they would therefore daven facing west. Because as a result of that, Rabbi Kiva just prohibiting anybody from having to face a tannery, even if it's in the distance, even if it's 50 amos away, shouldn't have to face a tannery when you're davening. Mishnah Yud, 10th Mishnah, Marchikin Esa Mishra, Min HaYerek. A person has to distance his flax pool from vegetables because a flax pool is where it's the fiber of flax stems are before they're processed into linen, the stems had to be soaked for a bunch of days to break it down and make it an ability for the flax to be turned into linen. And this is done in a pool unique for this situation, for the soaking of flax. And after a couple of days, the water becomes toxic, and it could cause damages to the plants. So you have to distance it so that they wouldn't that the water from the pool wouldn't damage the vegetables of his neighbor. Another item that you have to distance, that's like a shear and a habitzel, and you have to keep the leeks away from onions, because leeks diminish the sharpness of onions. And a third thing in the Mishnah, Vesachardom and Advorm, you have to keep mustard seeds away from bees. Apparently mustard seeds, mustard plants, would, when bees eat them, it ruins the honey output, and as a result, that's damaging, so you have to keep it distance. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to keep a distance by the case of mustard plants. And the Mishnah doesn't give us a size, but we can assume, most people believe that we can assume that the distances here are all, again, 50 amos, just like we've seen in the rest of the Mishnah.